Jibba Jabba. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. I know you were watching this last night, Robbie.
Three, scarring around the lips and tongue.
I knew you'd record
this. She was a baby. She chewed on herself without feeling it.
I fell through a window when I was a kid.
Four, you cleaned the wound. She flexed into the cleaner instead of away from it. It's hard to fake pain when you've never felt it. Takes an imaginative leap, Ms. Morgenthau. It's one of them Jew names. Ashkenazis are a higher risk group.
On the other hand, she says she doesn't have it. And she'd be dead by now if she'd never been diagnosed.
They killed our Lord. You gonna trust them?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, house. I was actually gonna bring an envelope in. A sealed envelope. And hand it to you as soon as you played that thing.
It was the number one cut on the disc today. Oh, here's Dude Walker.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
About house last night. It may have surpassed CSI.
Yeah.
I don't want to discount CSI as far as grossness goes. But when they pull that tapeworm out of that chick,
up there. That is up there with one of the all-time gross.
That was as good as a head being split open on CSI. Uh-huh.
Did you wonder, like I did, if that's what a tapeworm really looks like?
Yeah.
Do they look kind of serrated like that?
And flattish.
Yes.
God. Janet knew immediately. He had pulled out like 1 inch of it, and she said, oh, a tapeworm.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know right away.
The tapeworm was the thing that was ingesting all the B12.
No, I know that, but when House was going inside that girl, as soon as he pulled out the very little tip of it,
right.
Janet immediately said, tapeworm.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you're good. And then it was like a magic trick, because he just kept, a magician pulls and the handkerchiefs just keep coming and keep coming.
And don't you think the gross factor goes up, with every inch that tapeworm comes out?
What did he say? It was 26 feet, but not the record holder. That
70
was
feet.
60 or 70 feet.
Right.
Wow.
God.
House.
And I guess now, do we have to speculate as to whether House is going to get together with the hospital administrator?
Oh, yeah, I think that's been inevitable.
She was fantasizing about him in bed, or thinking about him in bed, right, in the last scene?
That's why the guy that owned all the, lube shops, that's why he took a powder at the end of the show.
Yeah. And what a good American Idol last night, too. Lots of carnage last night.
Yeah.
Lots of getting six of those contestants up there, and it's like, boom, you're all gone.
I was discussing this with Rob before the show, and I said that it seemed to me, as well as Rob, that they were kind of frantic last night. That it's not similar to past years in that the Hollywood segment seems to have been shortened. We're cutting through them a lot more quickly.
I liked it because they had so many goddamn people. They had like 170 people, and they cut it down to what, 50? And tonight it's down to 24.
Yeah, and then we're going to go with the regular show.
Sweet.
We're going to start voting.
Seems to me they stretched out the auditions and compressed the Hollywood, and then next week they're in American Idol Theater.
You know what's strange about American Idol this year? I believe there are people on that show that you haven't really seen a lot of yet. People that have actually made it through that haven't gotten a lot of TV time.
They hide them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They hide them. But you get to see a lot of the fat guy with curly hair.
I'm starting to get annoyed
at
him.
Jack Osborne guy?
I'm starting to get just a little annoyed at
him. Their audition was the best.
He's pretty solid. The guy that I can't figure out how they let through is the guy, the beatbox guy.
He gets through. He was part of that really good group.
Yeah, but he didn't sing.
I think he does sing, though, because you say he was doing the beatbox, and then he kicked it into harmony right at the very end.
All right, well, let's get Super Dave in here and get our Valentine's Day show going.
Former Idol Super Dave.
And, Buzz, I'll tell you real quickly, no need to be panicked about this upcoming thing with Kareem.
Okay, I'm not.
Looking
forward to
sometimes it. Sometimes it's funny when you get panicked when you have something coming up.
Especially if I know nothing about the subject.
And I don't want you to feel that you're caught with your pants down. I'll give you exactly what's going on with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Good, because I'm looking forward to talking to number 33.
The greatest... the greatest center of all time,
yes.
Until Shaquille O'Neal, has written a book.
Yes.
Now...
another one.
I'm a big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan.
Mm-hmm.
They said, would you like to have him on the show?
Right.
Sure. I've seen him interviewed before. Guy's about as stiff as my thing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
He is no fun.
I didn't know that either.
So I said to the boys in the back room, why don't you tell Kareem that today he can be our Valentine's Day mystery guest?
Okay.
And they came back and they said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar only wants to talk seriously about his book, and he does not want to be a mystery guest.
Okay.
I said, well, that's fine. At some point, whenever he calls, we'll give him 2 serious minutes with the most serious man I know.
So are you looking for a serious interview?
Buzz, it's whatever Kareem Abdul-Jabbar deems serious, and I don't think that either Mike or I are qualified to be serious with him.
I think that Buzz can do those interviews in his sleep.
Dave will be in a moment. He said to me he had to spray.
What, with Febreze?
Before the show.
No, I think he's in the loo. I think he's going to the bathroom.
He's like Big Frida.
Yeah, well, I hope not that.
That's why I couldn't
get dropping? Is he dropping kids off at the pool?
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike's my buddies.
Tom, you're calling on Super Dave's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
I like to talk to Super Dave.
Why?
He's my buddy.
Oh.
Here he is now, everybody.
He's coming into the studio right now.
Hold on a moment, Tom. Here he is, everybody. Super Dave.
Yeah.
Look at him now. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Super Dave.
He's putting on his headphones right now, and we have somebody that wants to speak to you, Super Dave.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Hi, Dave.
He just said hi to you.
He's struggling with his headphones.
He's having a little trouble unfolding. They're foldable headphones, and they keep refolding on him. I think
you got him now, Dave?
I got him now.
Hi, buddy.
Say hi to Tom Gavin.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Tom. How are you doing, buddy Ro?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you, too.
Happy Valentine's to the boys.
Right.
Yeah, somebody must have hit Tommy to reverse psychology.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. He's very smart. Tom's being very kind and nice today.
Yeah.
Are you having a good Valentine's, Tom?
Yes.
Tom, you're being so nice, you make me want to go out and buy you a Valentine's Day tard.
I already got my Valentine's tard this morning.
What'd you get?
I got laid.
Pardon me?
I got laid this morning.
Here's the thing. I believed, Tom.
Yes?
I think you're trying to steal Super Dave's thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah?
Where are the girls at?
Right now, I think they're all working at Hooters and Towson.
Wait a minute. Are they coming to the station or what?
You're listening to Stimulating Radio.
Oh, yes, they are.
Stimulating Radio.
I got a bunch of them coming in the limo in about 4:30.
Stimulating Radio. Right.
Tom, hold on. Hold on, please. Yeah.
All right.
That's Tom. Yeah. He's jealous because Dave is here, and I believe...
Tom wants to be here.
I believe he was throwing out that thing saying that he got laid because he was trying to take some of your airtime away, Dave.
Right, I don't know. It's all right.
Steal some thunder.
Do you talk to Tom a lot?
No, I don't.
Now, do you have a phone where you live?
I got my cell phone.
Oh, you got your cell phone, okay.
Right, because you text Rob all the time, don't you?
Yeah. Right, I was just over there at Target across the street this afternoon. Buying some more airtime.
Buying some minutes.
Oh, you're buying some more airtime. Hey, can you do a cartoon voice for us? Because you do that, Dave. I just want to show Tom what a multi-threat player you are.
Summons the space creature with the super space modulator. There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. The earth was supposed to explode into little bits of million pieces. Where is the earth-shattering kaboom?
Wow.
Super Dave.
What do you think of that, Tom?
Hold on. Let me get Tom back on the line like I put him on hold. Tom, what do you think of that, huh?
I got one for him. Okay. Boo-boo. It's boo-boo. Go get the picnic basket there, boo. This is the sergeant from the Little Rascals. Go get the picnic basket.
Don, maybe they could... both do their cartoon characters together. That would be an entertaining segment.
Well, it would be. Dave, is it okay with you if Tommy shares your time?
Sure.
Okay. I guess Dave, you will be the Martian, and Tom will be Boo Boo. Right? Is it the Martian?
Yeah.
He was being Yogi Bear. Oh.
That's okay. That's Boo Boo. That's Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
And now Dave.
Marvin the Martian.
Right. And there was supposed to be a little shindig around here, but I've seemed to have lost it.
Where did they go there, Mr. Martian? I'm looking for the picnic basket.
Right.
this is beautiful theater.
This is wonderful this is improv.
Theater.
You guys need to start your own improv troupe.
I can't think of anything really to say right
now. Do you do any other characters besides the Martian, Dave?
Right, I have done the character from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Let's hear that, please.
Just got to get the think how to do it.
Okay, take your time.
Take your time. Tom, call back later, okay?
All right.
Okay, later. Later to you, Tom.
He's mentally retarded.
And now, now let's bring in Dave's Entertainment.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
For this Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I don't know which one of the lovely ladies it is. Rob, who's coming in?
Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes,
the lovely Mercedes.
Here.
Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. Mercedes is here.
What a trooper.
I wonder if Mercedes Benz.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
It's Valentine's Day.
That is Valentine's Day for the real joke.
Yeah. Wonder if Mercedes Benz. B-E-N-D-S.
That's a real joke that you wrote. Good job.
Done.
Good job.
So what were you doing in the bathroom?
I just had to handle some business.
Freshen up.
Here she is now. Hi, Mercedes.
Look at the symphony in pink.
Beautiful.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day. Oh, is she lovely.
She's a delight.
Hi, Mercedes. Welcome back. This is our friend, Super Dave.
Good to meet you.
Hold on. Grab someone in a producer capacity could have got a microphone for you.
Dave, why don't you step over to this microphone?
Oh, yeah. We have enough microphones.
And we'll move the other microphone over there for Mercedes.
Yeah, everybody with a microphone.
Wonderful. And Mercedes is dressed in a very festive Valentine's outfit. What do you think of that, Dave?
Right, very hot.
Hot pink.
Is Dave's mic on?
There you go. Is that it?
Yep, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Hot pink is exactly what she's wearing. And how are you, Mercedes?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Nice to see you again, honey.
Dave, Mercedes. Mercedes, Dave.
Right.
Been there.
Been there.
Right. Been there, done that.
Oh, wait. Now, hold on a second. Have you two kids met before?
No.
No. Okay. Been there. Oh, we
introduced myself.
That's right. We just introduced you.
Right.
I just felt we should do it again on microphone.
Sure.
We should mention again that the Mercedes is from Amazing Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Check out their website, amazingentertainment.com. We always like it when the girls from Amazing Entertainment come by.
We sure do.
They put on great shows, and this Valentine's Day will be a special one for you, Dave. Have you heard some of the one girl, two girl, three girl shows we've had before?
I have heard some of them.
Have you ever been the recipient of a one or two girl show?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the way it works is Mercedes is probably going to give you a few instructions, and you just follow her instructions to the letter.
So let's start the Valentine's Day fun.
Yes, let's.
With Super Dave and Mercedes. Dave, who's the celebrity you think Mercedes most resembles?
Right, it's hard to say.
I would say
he's under pressure right now.
I would say Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's John Travolta's wife. Cute.
Yeah.
Big boobs, nice hair, pretty face like Mercedes.
What do you think, Dan?
Right. And we just got a new Hooter girl that started in Towson.
You can't ever get away from those Hooter girls.
Her name's Christy, and she's pretty nice.
Dave, talk about other girls.
Dave.
It's like noticing other women when you go out to a restaurant.
Dave, don't look at me and don't look at Mike. Turn and look at Mercedes.
look at her.
She's hot.
Yeah. She's hot, isn't she?
Goddamn right she's hot, Dave.
All right.
So let's get this party going.
Okay. Disturbing radio. No, I'm kidding. We're going to get the party started, and we're going to put some music on.
I've got that pink song I like so bad. It's
now,
you,
Mercedes,
it's you in your hand.
That stool that we have, that chair that we have over there, is that adequate for Super Dave?
Yeah, it's good.
Then we'll let you take it over, and you just tell old Dave what you want him to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mercedes as we celebrate Valentine's Dave.
There he goes.
Yeah. Oh, what's happening over there?
He's now sitting in his chair.
And there is Mercedes in front of him, and now she's... What's happening here? Not getting any audio from over there. Was she straddling him?
A little bit, yes, she's straddling, and Super Dave is being very well-behaved. And now Super Dave has actually got his face between two pillows.
Dave, you got to tell us what's happening over there, Dave. Dave?
Dave's a little distracted, Don. I think this might be above and beyond the call of duty for him.
Dave, what's going on over there?
She's giving me a little entertainment.
Nicely said.
Exactly. How are you getting the entertainment, Dave? Dave? What's
it's
happening?
It's real hard to describe.
because I don't want to break any FCC.
That's a guy. Way to go. You're a smart man, Dave.
You can do it, Dave. Just tell us, using your own best judgment, what's going on right now? What's she doing right now?
Well, she was dancing.
Now she's getting out a little whipped cream.
Right.
Uh-oh. Hey, Dave.
Oh, my.
What do you see there?
Wow, wow.
What's that, Dave?
Nice pillows of passion.
I do like the ones he lays on us every now and then. Wow.
Mercedes is topless now.
Dave, I have to ask you, have you ever done this before?
No.
Have you ever done what you're about to do before?
Now, what Mercedes... Let me turn the music off. What Mercedes has done is put whipped cream over her breasts.
Uh-huh. And right now, Super Dave is about to get his very first Mercedes Sunday.
Are you ready, Dave? Do it like the little boy in Christmas Story.
Thank you.
It was my little piggy.
She put little candy hearts in the whipped cream.
Do you know the boy in Christmas Story when he won't eat his dinner?
And he has the same laugh. And then they all start laughing. Would you like a towel, a paper towel?
Sure.
Because you've got a little whipped cream on your mouth.
Thank you.
That was so nice,
that
Mercedes.
Was just a lovely...
How was that for you, Dave?
That was good.
Yeah.
A little something extra in Mercedes' envelope today, I think.
Now, Dave, what's happening now? Describe as best as you can what's happening now. All I can see is a beautiful topless woman is straddling you.
He's unable to speak. Would you like to sing something to us when she's doing that, Dave?
No, I wouldn't.
He would not like to sing.
Dave, you got to help us a little bit. What's happening? It looks like you have a fire in your lap, and she's trying to put out the fire with her lap.
Like precisely.
Couldn't have said it better himself.
And Mercedes, I'm sure you've never had a better time, right?
No, never.
Dave, is Mercedes taking her pants off now?
Yes, she is.
Oh, wow. This is quite a show.
Does she have big lady underpants on? I can't see.
She's got a thong on.
And I believe the thong matches the little negligee, too, right?
Again,
wonderful outfit. All in hot pink today.
Hey, Dave.
Dave. He's letting his hands do the walking now.
Dave.
How about that, Dave?
Dave.
He was encouraged.
Are you speechless, Dave?
Yes, I am.
You know what that's like, Dave? That's like having 10 little penises on the end of your hands.
That laugh is awfully evil.
Yeah. You like
really, really is.
10 little sausages.
This the best Valentine's Day you've ever had,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we do a lot more describing. I think, suffice it to say, Mercedes is... You don't have to go over to Baghdad to serve our troops or anything. I think you're doing a lot of good today.
I believe she is. Absolutely.
I don't think you have to give blood. I don't think you have to donate to the charity of your choice.
No USO tours for Mercedes.
I believe you're doing a lot of goodwill.
Fantastic job.
She's doing a lot of goodwill work today.
That's right. Now, would you like Super Dave to do anything else, Mercedes?
Do you drink?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Yes, he does drink.
Okay. For those who don't remember, Mercedes has long blonde hair and has grown as a performer since we last saw her.
I believe she has too, Don, if you notice. I believe she's
why I said the Kelly Preston thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. I've got quite an angle on that as well.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, whoever she's been dealing with, first class.
That's what Jennifer Aniston should have looked like.
Obviously works out, keeps herself in shape.
She does indeed.
She's beautiful.
Very, very nice. Now she is...
what's happening now?
I believe she is unclothed now as we speak.
She's giving some instructions to Dave that we can't air.
Yeah. There seems to be something going on down there of where we do not speak.
Okay, let's just be quiet and listen.
What is down there right now? Oh, it's a lollipop of some kind.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shooter. There you go.
Look how high her foot was in the air.
Uh-oh.
Now
I like the guys in the Snickers commercial.
How is that, Dave?
Thank you.
Thank you. He's so polite.
Can you even describe what just happened?
Happy Valentine's Day.
There was a shooter.
There was a test tube shooter that was delivered in a very unorthodox manner. Very, very unorthodox manner. And then Dave finished it, and that was wonderful. That was very special.
This is maybe the most awkward it's ever been when we've had a beautiful chicken
I believe it is.
Doing a show for us.
I think we're all doing the very best we can here.
Since I'm the closest, I will say that Dave has a mirthless look in his eyes.
A mirthless look. Yeah, I mean, that's joyless. Is that
right?
How are you, Dave?
Very happy.
Oh, very, very happy.
Very satisfied.
That's very satisfied.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Mercedes, do you just want to jump into a big vat of Febreze right now?
Why would I want to do that?
Ah, isn't she sweet?
See, yeah, look at that.
Very nice. Yes. That's
nice.
Okay.
Do you think you have the smell of Dave on you?
Well, I smell like vanilla.
Yeah. She just smelled herself.
So, any more tricks for old Dave, Mercedes, or you want to call it an afternoon?
It's an afternoon.
But you're going home alone, aren't
Thank
you?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Mercedes.
That's Mercedes. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
You've made a guy very happy, Mercedes.
Not a problem. That. It's my job.
All right. Thank you.
For all your needs, AmazingEntertainment.com. Dave, love you, buddy. Got to tell you something, though. As far as radio goes, you blew it. You sat there. You didn't tell us what was going on, for goodness sakes.
I know, but trying to remember old FCC's listening.
How about that,
and
huh?
I don't want to push the envelope.
Isn't he a thoughtful guy?
Try to tell us now, as best as you can remember. What happened?
She was giving me a little hip action and a little...
like a lap dance?
Right.
Yeah. And what else?
And how did it make you feel, Dave?
Very satisfied.
That's an interesting word he's used on two separate
occasions. Did you finish?
Are you done?
No, I didn't.
Ah, good. See, we can ask that of Dave.
Did you feel all tingly-like?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go upstairs and take care of yourself?
No, I don't.
No, not upstairs.
If you go upstairs, just remember, go on the couch. Don't go near the desk.
Hey, stop right. it. You don't go near that couch.
And if you go upstairs, if you do decide to help yourself, make sure you do it in the chair by the computer.
Wow, wrong man. Place, wrong time.
Have you figured out that other cartoon impression you do yet? The one with Roger Rabbit? He's thinking now.
Trying to think, it's after the steamroller goes over.
Roger Rabbit?
Not Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit and Jessica are hanging.
Goes over Dr. Doom.
Right, it goes over Dr. Doom.
So how about the boobs on Mercedes, huh?
Very succulent.
That's a lovely word to describe them.
You can say that.
You know, during the dance, Dave seemed to be focused on something about 75 feet away.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an odd look.
Kind of looking through Mercedes, was he?
The finish line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe the finish line.
Really?
She was pretty, right, Dave?
She was awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
What would you like to say to all our listeners on this special day?
That it was great, and I'm sorry they all missed it.
Or did they?
Do you think that chick at Hooters in Baltimore heard and is jealous now?
She might be, and my friend Amanda is listening, and she may be disgusted.
Now, Amanda, tell us about Amanda, your friend. Is this your girlfriend?
She's not really a girlfriend, but she is a special young lady that
I love. Is she a Hooters girl?
No, she's not.
Oh. Really? Who's the celebrity she most resembles, Dave?
It's really hard to say. She is... very nice looking.
Really?
And she carries herself very well.
Carries herself
well. It smells like feet in here.
It does. Amanda. Now, does Amanda, where'd you meet Amanda? It
smells like
I
hot
met her
feet
at Hooters
here.
During a birthday party.
Oh, at Hooters, your regular hangout.
Right.
They ought to pay you for the amount of plugs you give them. It's incredible.
I know.
You like that place?
Yes, I do. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Are you having a good Valentine's Day?
Yes, I am. Very good.
All right, we'll get out of here for a second. Go wash or hose off, whatever you need to do. We're going to break, and we'll come back.
All right, okay. Don and Mike to break.
You got to leave the room, though, Dave.
We need to chat.
See you
just open the door and close her up. Dave, we're going to talk to you in a little bit. We'll be right back. Just open that door a little bit, Rob, and just give that a little close, if you could, Rob. Just the door. Close the door, please.
He is
very...
That smell.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, hello.
I've been over here the whole time.
Smells like a dead guy's foot.
Sorry about not shutting the door. I thought you'd want a little ventilation.
I don't know what I want, Rob. I'm seeing double over here, for Woo! Christ's sake.
Wow.
Yeah, shortest performance ever. Wow.
She did great, though.
She did. What a trooper.
Yeah, she really is.
She really could have worn a gas mask.
it's a special Valentine's
Day. We've never had one like that before. She was going full-blown on him. She was draping her legs over him.
Well, I don't go that far. I don't think it was the Buzz Burbank performance.
Not quite.
But it was better than the average.
It was better than average.
And Dave just kind of sat there.
He did. And he was stunning. I think we all did a good job.
Yeah, I think
as a matter of fact, I think there ought to be a little something extra in everybody's envelope today.
It still smells like dead feet.
I got the orange spray. Did you hit the orange spray?
I did.
God bless you. Okay. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Well, listen, Super Dave is here for the entire Valentine's Day show.
Yes. Goody gumdrops.
We'll wheel him in again at some point.
Very good. Very good. And I'll light my candle.
I think what happened was, I think Dave just had his mind blown.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, Dave, yeah. Dave, and just so you know, Dave's not retarded. Dave is as smart as a whip. Mm-hmm. And I believe, although I'm going to use kind of a borderline retard analogy here, I think he had like almost a Forrest Gump moment there.
Might have been close.
Stunned.
I think the fact that there was a beautiful naked woman crawling on him.
He was a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. Exactly. Through his yin and his yang.
Yeah.
Way. Hold on a second. Who's on here? Who is this? It's Amanda's roommate, Jen. Who's Amanda?
Amanda's Dave's friend.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Hello, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Oh,
hi,
right.
Jen.
So your roommate is friends with Super Dave.
She is, yes. We actually saw him at Hooters. We were at my friend's birthday party.
Are you enjoying the show, Jen?
Very much, thank you.
Now, when you girls go to Hooters in Baltimore and you see Dave, do you toy with him? Is he catnip in your hands? Or what's the relationship with you and Dave?
There is a relationship. We're just friends. We just met him there one night. It was fun.
And he's a very, very nice guy, and he's very unique. And, you know, have you two ever, you know, really just decided you might want to take him home and show him what fur?
Absolutely not.
You're not lesbians, are you?
All the time, yes. We love that.
Oh, you are lesbians.
You are lesbians.
All right. Because, I mean, I would think having a birthday party at Hooters would be kind of a lesbian activity for women.
Would you consider
we have a lot of friends who are guys.
Okay, you have a lot of friends who are guys.
Would you consider putting on a lesbian show for Dave?
No.
No, absolutely not.
What if Mike and I paid you like $20?
You can't.
We're not that poor.
Oh.
Oh, too bad.
Do you frequent Hooters where Dave hangs out?
No, not always.
It was just a special evening?
I'm sorry?
It was a special evening when you met him?
Like I said, it was our friend's birthday, so.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
and
Jen.
Treat Dave nice. Treat him nice the next time you see him.
You know, maybe next time Dave comes down to the studio, you can come with him.
Hey, that would be cool. Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Bye.
Trying to get a beat on her. Trying to get a read on her over the phone. Didn't want to really come out and ask the celebrity she most resembles.
No?
She had kind of an attitude, so I'm going to say she was definitely hot.
I think she was of the lipstick variety.
Mm-hmm. Lipstick lesbian.
Mm-hmm. I think she looked like Alan Arkin.
Could be. Alan Arkin from Little Miss Sunshine.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
I got a question about Super Dave.
Yeah, what about him?
I've only heard him on your show one other time. This would be in a second. I swear, he sounds like the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy. Is he the same guy?
He does have kind of a Family Guy voice. Well, Mike mentioned that he has like that cartoony voice to him.
He's got that little voice like that.
That's really where he goes when he does his cartoon voices.
If you go to our website, Don and Mike website, and click on the photo tab, you'll see Dave. When we had him dressed up as a rabbi.
That's right.
When we had him out on the street saying, Jews for Mel Gibson, honk if you love Mel Gibson.
Right. Yes, dreadlocks and everything. It was wonderful.
So he's on the website. Just go to the page that says, smells like dead guy's feet. We'll come back in a moment with something entirely different.
I'm going to throw up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.